We have the Dolphins selection here. From what I'm being told, it's Walt Akins, defensive back, selected by the Dolphins, and we're going out of Liberty. So that is the selection is we're getting here. Instantaneous information. Okay. It is Walt Akins, cornerback from Liberty. So there you go. So Sam, we've got our cornerback here on the set with us. This is very appropriate. What do you think? You were talking about the middle of the defense. Ultimately, they decided to go with a guy in Walt Akins, who was a 2013 first team All Big South selection, the cornerback out of Liberty. 62 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, a sack, 3 interceptions in 2013. As he was originally at the University of Illinois dismissed. We'll find out all the reasons behind that in 2010. So he was a big school guy, ended up going to Liberty, finished up his career there, and ends up being the fourth-round selection at pick 125 for the Miami Dolphins. 6 foot, about 6 foot and a half, and a guy who brings, again, was recruited highly out of high school going to the University of Illinois. But, Sam, do you like the idea of addressing the cornerback position? We just had the discussion in the first segment of this hour about how you're waiting to see what Will Davis and Jamar Taylor are going to do in their second years, knowing you have Brent Grimes already on the roster and obviously Courtland Finnegan coming into the offseason. They now have another cornerback to add to the mix there.
Losing Nolan Carroll, had 3 interceptions. Losing Demetri Patterson, I think he had 4 interceptions. You're talking about Jamar Taylor, Will Davis coming off injuries, and you're bringing in Courtland Finnegan, a guy coming off injury, older guy. He's only 1 year deal when you talk about Courtland Finnegan. And you look at Will Davis and Jamar Taylor, those guys coming, you still know that their ceiling is very high just because of the things that they were able to do in those OTAs and quarterback schools, just showing the flash that it was there. The playmaking ability, it is there. But you have to show up on the football field. And we've seen Jamar Taylor in action, in the game, you know, against one of the top wide receivers, top tight ends there was, versus Jimmy Graham, New Orleans Saints, in great position, didn't come up. Now you add another young guy in the mix. Now you pretty much put pressure on these guys to step their game up. And you add another cornerback. He's 6 foot. He's 205. He's a big guy. Like you talked about, went to a big school. I just remember we selected Vontae Davis out of there. In that division, you have to be a sure tackler. Vontae Davis, you can't say anything bad about him that he would turn down hitting anything that came, whether it was tight end, running back, wide receiver, he was going to hit it. And I think this is the same thing. He's a bigger frame cornerback, built like Demetri Patterson, so you can get physical with these wide receivers. I look at the Jets. Just in this draft, they added 2 wide receivers. They may even add another one because they have a later pick. You have to be able to wrap these little guys up, and it's showing that they're building to pass the ball in the AFC East.
Yeah, and Keith, before we get to you and your thoughts on this, Walt Akins out of Liberty, 6 foot and a half, 203 pounds. Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com, one of the draft experts who's out there, actually joined us on the Finsiders a few weeks ago. He had him projected as a third-round pick as far as his value, so the Dolphins get him at 125 in the fourth round. Keith, do you like the idea of them addressing this cornerback position here?
I do. Walt Akins, a guy that they did bring in, you know, run the facility, had a chance to check out Liberty University, the Flames. My daughter will be going there this fall. So,
oh, there we go.
Heart, yeah. I was just at Liberty campus a couple months ago. Great school. So, you know, they said he was dismissed. He went to a school. You talk about character. It's all about character. Christian University, and a great place. So I think maybe he had some issues before, but I think those issues were definitely kind of tucked under, taken under control by attending Liberty University. And as I look at the future of the defensive back position for the Dolphins, you've got the Courtland Finnegan, the older veteran, the Brent Grimes, the older veteran, who's going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years. But when you look at it, you got Will Davis going a second year, Jamar Taylor. Now you got Walt Akins. You got a good group of young players to kind of usher out the old, because you said Courtland Finnegan's on 1 year contract. Exit out the old, bring in the new. So you've got some good quality players now that the Dolphins will be able to build around for the next 4, 5, maybe 10 years together. Talking about building a solid secondary, it could be something to be reckoned with over the next couple of years.
Well, and interesting, he was surprised not to be invited to the NFL Combine, but a guy who played multiple sports when he was at Liberty, as he played some basketball, also ran track. So I guess what I've been reading about him a little bit more, and we're going to bring in John Congemi in a little bit as well to talk about him as a prospect, our resident draft expert here on the Finsiders, but is a guy who is unpolished and has a lot of areas in which he can kind of improve his game. So it sounds to me like in the fourth round here, you've got a guy that, you know, some had projected him to be a third rounder, but has some work that can be done. You get him in here with your coaching staff, and there's some potential them for them to develop him into the player that they really want.
Yeah, and you're still going to have veterans to be able to teach him. This is where it all comes down to, not only the coaches being in place to implement. You have to rely on the guys that you play with sometimes, Keith, to be able to learn the ins and the outs, because the coach is going to diagram it one way, but it's going to happen a totally different way on the football field, and you have to be able to utilize your athleticism that they're talking about that this kid has. Just natural press ability, knocking off the timing of the wide or the wide receiver. That's something that he can do, but by watching the other guys, watching Cortland Finnegan, watching Brent Grimes, and you look at Jamar Taylor and Will Davis, you're going to be able to understand and listen to what the coach is saying, the mistakes that they made last year. Now, when you're going to be placed in this position, you shouldn't make those mistakes, because you're still talking about two guys, Jamar Taylor and Will Davis, and you sit here and you look at Walter Akins. All three of these guys are going to be young. They're going to be coached the same exact way versus the other veteran guys, because they should already know what they got to do. So they're going to learn the little small details and not learn the negative press step here or negative drop step here. They're going to be taught the right way, because they don't have to go in and start right away. You have your two bookend starters, or maybe even one of the young guys like Jamar Taylor stepping in. He's not going to be able – special teams. Remember we said Bill special teams? Mm-hmm. He should be able to do that.
He definitely should. And I know there's somebody said there's a character issue. He was at Illinois, and then he transferred to Liberty. But let me tell you again, I'm going to focus on Liberty here for a second, because he spent 3 years on that campus. I spent 3 days on that campus, and I was personally blown away as a Christian. Honor code, curfew. I mean, you can't kiss on campus. I mean, they really focus on maturity and value, and they really treat the young adults as adults, but respect and honor is part of it. So almost think of it in terms of going from a public school to a military school in some respects, where you got some kids that may have an issue.
That's structure.
And they even get straightened out. Structure, the honor code. I think having spent that much time on that campus around those kind of people with those kind of values, instilling it, living it day in, day out, I'm personally, having been to Liberty, not worried about his character anymore. If he thrived there for 3 years, he'll be fine down here in South Florida. He'll be a fine Dolphin, because I think he learned his lesson and he atoned for it and learned a better way. Whatever the issue was, he learned a better way to live, and he thrived and became a better football player in that atmosphere. So I'm putting that aside. I think the Dolphins may have got a steal here in a guy that had a character issue on paper but has overcome it. And you look at the room he's going to be put into, nobody better than Brent Grimes. I mean, Mighty Mouse, a guy that's always had a chip on his shoulder coming off the Achilles last year and proved to the entire league he can do it. You got Cortland Finnegan, another feisty guy. You got a lot of talent in that room and a lot of leadership to help guide this kid and keep moving on.